What's up, everybody? Welcome to another podcast. Today I've got my friend Taylor on. We talk about how we've noticed a serious rise in influencers and media professionals starting up a podcast, so we figured we'd make a podcast about that. Now, you might notice that it sounds like we're talking over each other every now and then. I promise we're not rude people. Where you got to understand, she's in San Diego in California. I'm in Greenville. We're in opposite sides in three different time zones. We're in three time zones away. So the fact that we can do this in the first place is insane. But if it sounds like we're being rude to each other, I promise it's just the lag in FaceTime audio. So either way, I think that the podcast turned out great. I just hope that you enjoy it. And without further ado, here is that podcast.
Okay. So basically, Taylor this morning was texting our little group chat with me, Taylor and Mary. And she was like, have you guys noticed like the influx of just a bunch of people doing podcasts, and not only doing podcasts, but just like sad attempts? Like, it's just, you can tell that it's really kind of half-hearted. They just kind of just do it because they see that everybody's doing it. And I know, I noticed it today when I saw Peter McKinnon doing one, which I love him, but I saw it on his channel and I was just like, oh no, what's happening? Like,
yeah.
I can't remember what the title of it. I kind of want to go and see what the title of it was. It was something like, so let me explain the podcast or something. And it just wasn't, it didn't match. So anyway, this morning, Taylor and I were like, we got to do a podcast. I know that you're free Tuesdays, so this is going to be our day. And we just went straight for it. And we decided literally like 8 hours ago. I don't remember when it was, but we just decided today
around eight hours ago.
let's do this. So. That's what's happening.
Let's do it.
I gotta find that post.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, like, literally, like, today, especially. Like, I feel like today, for sure, like, I found out, let's see, I found out that, like, a handful of people that I know have a podcast. And not just that, but, like, like you were saying, like, different people that we know, like YouTubers and celebrities and things, like, they all started their podcast like
around the same time,
like today.
Like, I'm looking at my stream right or my sub feed, and there's this guy that I watch called David So. I think his YouTube name is David So Comedy, but he's changed his account that had like 1.5 million subscribers. He changed the whole account from what it used to be to now it's called something completely different, catered straight to his podcast, which is so weird.
Oh,
like, he literally changed his whole
brand.
Like, he
just completely went podcast?
Yeah. And then also, Ryan Higa, who's been on YouTube for a billion years, has a podcast now. I don't know. It's weird. And then Peter McKinnon, like I said.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing
it. So I knew about Peter McKinnon's because he like made mention of it in some video that he did back in like November. No, maybe it was like early December or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but I remember him making mention of it. And I was like, oh, like, because I really like the guy a lot. I kind of had like weird mixed feelings about it. I don't know if it's just cause like I'm in that space and I kind of feel like, you know, we're all in that space right now. You, me and Mary, but like, not that I was like, oh, I'm threatened by that, but I was kind of like, oh, like, honey, like, stick to the things that you're good at. Like, I know he's good at, like, talking and speaking and stuff, and I'm not saying that, like, you know, everyone who starts a podcast has to be, like, super brilliant and all this stuff, but it was kind of like, you're doing so much already. Like, I mean, I guess? I don't know. Like, I think I'm just kind of skeptical of people who come from, like, different, like, who are, like, so involved in, like, other mediums, and then they jump over. It just kind of seemed, like, really fast.
Yeah.
Like, jumping over to where they knew that the people were.
Well, and I guess the difference is, like, Casey Neistat, when he came out with his podcast, it was, like, he mentioned it within a vlog. It wasn't, like, a dedicated video talking about it. Whereas everybody's doing, like, literally, they're like, everybody, we have a podcast. We're putting a lot of effort into it, blah, 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 whatever. Like, you can tell...
Oh,
there's a lot of people that do podcast on the side, and they're like, it's just because, I don't know, I've got time, or I want to talk, or whatever. But now it just seems like lately it's been right. people really putting all of their focus towards a podcast, and it seems like it's just kind of like becoming like oversaturated.
Yeah. Yeah. That is interesting, though, that you mention it's the people. I think the thing that annoys me, it's the people that really dive into it and it becomes like their entirety, when it's like before they were doing something, maybe they're doing something different.
Yeah.
Which, like, it's fine, but it kind of feels almost, I hate to say inauthentic, but it kind of feels like, it kind of feels that way just because of the fact that, you know, so many podcasts are getting bigger, and that I would say that medium is getting pretty big.
Yeah. It feels a little sellout-ish. And so
it feels that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I would agree. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm torn because I always say, and I think in my ad that I put before this podcast, which is kind of funny, is like, you know, something to encourage people to you know, start things like a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I don't know if I, maybe, who was I talking to? Where I was like, maybe it was in our group chat, but I was like, you know, I'm all about people like trying different things and trying new things. And I think that it's kind of the same thing with like photography, is, you know, anyone can be a photographer, but not everyone should be a photographer.
Yes.
I think the same thing goes for podcasting, and this is not meant for me to discourage any, especially of our listeners who want to start a podcast. I say, if you want to start a podcast, by all means, do so. I would just think about it in terms of, do you really like it? Is this something, do you listen to podcasts? Because I think it's interesting when people start a podcast and they don't even listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of weird, a little bit weird. Not saying that, you know, everyone who starts a podcast has to listen, you know, to a bunch of podcasts, but you almost have to be slightly passionate about it, you know, before you get in, instead of just being, you know, like, I just like talking or something.
It seems like maybe, yeah, like what's frustrating about it is that there's these people that are coming in that are already good and like successful in one field, and they're going to,
yeah,
I don't know what it is,
because they're like spreading themselves out.
Yeah. I agree with you, though. Like, I feel like everybody could start a podcast if they wanted to, but it's just these people that are already successful that it seems like they're coming in and they're doing it. I mean, really, my feeling really is that they come in and they're trying to just do it because everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
It's not because they actually want to.
Yeah. I think it's funny also that you mentioned, people are like, yeah, so this has been a long time coming. And you're like, really? Has it really been? And then they're like, it's so much work and like tire, you know, like a bunch of nights of like work on this. We really, you know, we really were trying to make the best thing and this and that. And you're like, did you? I mean, I understand, like, granted, this podcast, yeah, it is definitely work, but I wouldn't say that I'm slaving away at this pod, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're working hard, but it's not like we're not overdoing ourselves.
Yeah,
you know?
And we enjoy it too. It's not like we're putting effort that's not to good use. It seems like, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of people that seem like they kind of like make it a task, or like they make it like a,
yeah,
so just like something to cross off the to-do list.
Which I kind of feel is telling. It kind of tells me that this person, and this is not in all cases, but, you know, it's almost like you're just trying, it's just another thing for you to do,
yeah,
to spread your content rather than it's its own art form.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, I guess there's really no right or wrong way to do anything as far as like social media and spreading it out, but I don't know. It definitely, it seems like there's like a, I don't know what it is. Like, there's just something that when I see all this stuff in my sub feed, like on YouTube, I'm like, oh, I just don't have any, like, I don't want to listen to that, because there's just something about it. And I don't know what that something is, but there's just something about it.
Yeah. Huh. I think it's also interesting to think about the things that bother me about certain people's podcasts or the like the way they promote it and things like that. And I'm trying to be mindful of it. You know, I think it gives me some insight for our own podcast is like, how can I better like promote it, but also, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it definitely, I've been like thinking about it more and more. Cause I'm wondering if everyone else is noticing, you know,
yeah,
that like, ooh, there's a lot of podcasts coming out and like, what even are podcasts? And I feel like some, you know, some of my friends don't even really listen, but there's, you know, a good handful that do, but I don't know. It's just, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Trying to figure that out.
It's bizarre that it like podcasting really goes in waves because it's been around for like 15 years.
Yeah. It's not new.
Yeah. It's not a new thing. It just, for some reason, I mean, I don't know. Does it seem to you a little bit like there's people are getting lazy and they realize that they can just go and just record a podcast? Or are you like positive about it and you think that it's more that because podcasts are unedited, that it's more of an authentic thing and that's what people are what's drawn to them, and people are running out of original content, so now they're focusing more on like this person's like autobiography in the form of a podcast or whatever topic they talk about?
Yeah. I think it's a little mix of all of that. I would say I think some people actually really do want to create something that's different and something that they've never really done before. I do think an element of that is maybe not so much laziness, but just getting tired with, you know, the stuff that they've been doing for a long time. Like, for example, I know, I don't know if you've heard, again, another person with a podcast, but Ben Brown's podcast, and he's like a South African YouTuber. I don't know if you really followed him, but he's like a friend of Casey. But he, for the longest time, did daily vlogs, and I watched him, and he was really enjoyable and upbeat guy, and then he kind of had this crisis, I guess you could say. Just a lot of things happened in his life over the course of last year. Just, like, he got in an accident, he broke up with his girlfriend of, like, 5-6 years. You know, he kind of was dealing with some mental health issues, and really cool guy, but he started a podcast I think like end of December of this past year, and he actually mentioned on his podcast that he liked the idea of a podcast because he wanted somewhere to kind of talk more about, and he was more interested in kind of like mental health and that sort of thing, but he wanted kind of a different medium that wasn't so stressful.
Yeah.
Because for him, doing daily vlogs and doing these filming projects and things like that, it was just so much that he was getting overwhelmed by it. So, I mean, I think in that case, I think podcasting is a really great option. And he's like a really great speaker, and he usually his thought, like when he's like kind of doing like more talky vlogs, like they're really interesting. So and his style's a little bit different. It's more kind of more of a ramble, but like more deeper thoughts and stuff like that. But I think for him, like, that really works. And I don't think by any means that it's him being lazy. I think it's him kind of changing gears. I think he almost says that, like, he's kind of like shifting gears to something a little bit different. But in the same way, though, I think that there's a handful, specifically people who are filmmakers and people who are very, very busy that are doing these podcasts just so they can put out content.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely true. Not calling anyone out, but...
You know, it feels... Okay, so I just had this thought. So I played golf throughout high school, and it was basically what everybody would say is, like, anybody can play golf, but you have to, like, practice and, like, put like hours towards it to actually be good. I feel like it's kind of a similar concept. Like, everybody can start a podcast, but you have to like be committed to it and like talk to your followers and whatever and all like everything. And it just seems like, I think that eventually, no matter what, it's going to filter itself out. Like people are going to like in the long mm-hmm. game, it's going to filter out and it'll be fine. But it's just so interesting that so many people are starting like now, like what brought it up?
Yeah, that is an interesting thing to think about. I'm like, I don't know of one specific thing that like suddenly made podcasting huge, because I think it's just been steadily progressing and being larger. And I don't know. I feel like there is probably some specific event or some person that started it. And maybe then it just kind of like slowly has been building and more people were like, oh, that's a really great idea. Yeah, I don't know. I'd be interested to know.
I know. I just want to know the source.
Yeah. Now I just really want to know. I'm kind of like curious. I kind of want to like research this. But I will say, I think one key thing, kind of like what you were saying about how like the good ones, you know, the bad ones will filter out and the good ones will stick around. Mm-hmm. And I think a part of what makes a podcast good is the fact that it's evolving with time. You know, because people can start with this idea. I would say, speaking from experience of starting Over the Thread, I had no idea. And Mary and I had no idea, like, A, what this podcast was, B, where it was going to go, and C, like, how to do audio. Like, I had never done audio before, yeah. ever. You know, used a mic, like, once or twice. Like, literally had not really touched that. So, for us, it was, like, this whole learning thing. And I would say, you know, our podcast has evolved over time, and we've kind of refined what we liked, and you know, even interviewing guests, like that's not something that is like a natural thing that comes to everyone, you know? So that was a kind of a learning curve too, is kind of, especially because we're not in person, you have to like wait. And then like, you know, there's a little bit of that delay and you have to feel comfortable kind of in the pauses and stuff like that. So like, there's just so much you have to learn with podcasting. Like, it's not something that you're just immediately like an expert at, unless maybe you have experience in like radio or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
But
it's definitely a long game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
My thought was like kind of who got the podcasting game started. I know podcasting's been around forever, but like what, I'm trying to think of like what sort of incited this idea that, you know, people could be making podcasts and like the spread of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if Gary Vaynerchuk, I think he might have had, I don't know, like at least something to do with that, because I mean, how long has he been around for?
He's been around for like probably 6 or 7 years doing podcasts. Yeah. He's been around forever, but with podcasts about that time.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, it hasn't been like so long, but I would say, I think he's a big part of that. I wonder when the first podcast came out. Was that like,
I bet it was 2013. He's like big on the daily content, like posting 7 to 10 pieces of content every day, no matter where it is.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good learning philosophy, but I think that there's a lot of people just posting crap, like just like terrible things.
Right. It's like kind of the idealistic, like if you had nothing else to do,
yeah,
you know, and you were just able to do that. It's very idealistic. So I was curious.
I feel like, Joe Rogan also has like a big piece in that, 'cause he's been blowing up lately, getting just mainstream guests, and everybody's like, I just want to be like that and have big guests on my show. Yeah. Which is weird, because he's been around for 11 years. He's been doing podcasts forever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Really, like,
interesting.
But it's so bizarre to me, the influx now. Like, with it being so long, and then just all of a sudden people wanting to do it now.
Yeah, it makes me question, like, why now?
Yeah.
Versus 5 years ago.
Yes.
Is it because it's slightly easier to do one? Because there's so many tools, like Anchor and...
Yeah, with the things coming out. And, I mean, I think, again, it goes to the anybody can do it. Like, you can... It doesn't take much to make a podcast, but it does take a lot more to make a good one. And you have to have,
yeah, like,
a personality.
Yeah. Definitely. And you have to, like, be able to speak.
Yeah, you have to be able to speak and talk to people occasionally.
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
I don't know, though.
I just looked up history of podcasting, and it says podcasting, previously known as audio blogging, has its Amazing. Roots dating back to 1980.
Oh.
Yeah. With the advent of broadband internet and portable digital audio playback devices such as the iPod. But it said podcasting began to catch hold in late 2004.
I remember, like, Steve Jobs coined the term podcast, like, with the iPhone. I mean, with the iPod. Because it's like podcast. And I think that was, like, 2003.
Okay.
I do know that because, I mean, like, the term podcast is relatively new, but I would assume that audio blogging has been around for a while. Like, I mean, 1980s, I guess, sounds right. Because it's basically radio, but you listen to later. Like, news radio you listen to later.
Yeah. Or, like, pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Ready for you to download in whatever way they could at that point.
Radio on the go. Like, where would you listen to that?
Yeah.
A CD player?
It's saying, like, portable music players. Yeah, MP3 stuff.
MP3s haven't been around for very long, though.
Yeah. I guess they said... Okay, a journalist from The Guardian in 2004 suggested the term podcasting as a name for basically that new technology. And then 7 months later, Danny Gregor used the term podcasting to describe the automatic download and synchronization of audio content.
Maybe it wasn't Steve Jobs.
Maybe not. But it was probably popularized by Steve Jobs.
Which is a classic Apple move.
Yeah. Wasn't exactly original, but... It says in June 2005, Apple added podcasting to its iTunes software and had a built-in directory of podcasts in the music store.
Interesting.
It also promoted creation of podcasts using GarageBand and QuickTime Pro. Okay.
Interesting. There could be a whole podcast on the history of podcasting.
I'm noticing now that definitely very interesting. It could literally consist of me just reading
off a Wikipedia. Love that.
In a dramatic voice, you know. That's people are interested, you know. I'm
definitely
going to write that down.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down as a let me write that in my I have like a running list of podcast topics.
Yes.
I'm definitely going to write that down. Let's see. See if I can find that list in the many lists that I have. Podcast ideas. Oh, here we go. Excellent. Yeah. But yeah. So interesting.
That is interesting. But yeah, I mean, that was the extent of what I wanted to talk about this. I just felt like it was something that it was too bizarre that you sent that message, and I was literally thinking that this morning. I was like, okay, we got to talk about that.
We got to talk about this. Well, it was just crazy. Like, today and this week in particular, I've literally gotten so many notifications of new podcasts coming out.
Yeah.
Or, like, this and that, or I'm working on this podcast. I'm like, what the heck? You guys aren't even podcasters. Like, what are you guys doing, you know?
You're getting too committed to something that you don't know fully.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not claiming that I know podcasting, but... Like,
no.
I subscribe to these people because I enjoy their videos, and now they're just stretching.
Yeah. And I think also, too, for me, is, like, I don't like doing the mainstream things, like, if I can help it.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's some things where it's, like, you know, you like certain mainstream things just because it looks really good or what, or it sounds good or whatever it is. Mm. But I try to be at least a little bit unique, you know? Like, it kind of irks me when everyone's trying to be the same and you're like, I want to be different.
I agree.
Yeah.
Although, and we were on the boat before. I mean, I we can comfortably say that we beat out the pack of just millions of people starting it, but
yes,
it is. I agree. I don't like when you can tell everybody's doing something because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. You know, you can definitely tell some people are just in it, like you said, just, you know, kind of selling out in some ways.
Like the fear of missing out. They just feel like they're missing out on some potential audience that they didn't even need to reach in the first place.
Yeah, it's like, let others have that reach, thank you.
yeah.
Like, it makes it hard to grow. Yeah.
It's just the, like, how the rich get richer, the more popular get more popular, just because of their base platform. I don't know.
That's so true. Maybe that's why I'm just bitter.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it boils down to, I'm kind of just bitter. I mean, I don't know.
I think it's a part of it.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I think we do have some points, though.
Yes.
I think it really all just depends on that first episode and see if, you know, you can kind of tell, you know, if someone really is committing to it and has been working on it. I think I have respect for people like that, where you can really tell they're putting the time into it and they're making it something that's unique and less, like, clickbait for podcast feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I understand kind of writing some of the trends. I think it's important to at least stay with, you know, kind of in those lines in some cases. But you gotta, I don't know, you gotta somehow differentiate yourself and make something that's just a little bit innovative.
Yeah, you know, that just made me think. That guy that I was saying that transferred, or like traded this account into a podcast one, he's been on some of the podcasts that I listen to, and he's like one of my favorite guests. And I actually just now thought about that. Like, keeping with the trends could have just meant you just go on more podcasts and you like make circuits and you guest star on other podcasts instead of making your own, which now I haven't even listened to this guy's podcast, but I'm curious because I did. I mean, there's one show that I listen to all the time, and when he's on it, it's like a lot better, but I just can't imagine him being the host. So, I mean, you can still stay with the trends and just be a guest on other people who have already established their audience in strictly podcasting.
Yeah, you could definitely seek out opportunities. I think, and I would say especially nowadays with these people that are just trying to get podcast guests, like there are a lot of people who just want people on the podcast because it sounds cool.
Yeah,
you know. So people could easily be, you know, finding different opportunities to be on podcasts if they don't want to, you know, start one themselves, or, you know, they know it's not going to be sustainable. I don't know. I feel like that's a good call too.
Yeah.
You don't have to start your own podcast, people. Like, you know,
power
don't
hungry.
Break your brain trying to do that if you don't want to.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's really interesting. I feel like it kind of has the feel of like when people kind of when like mobile photography took off.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because it was like suddenly everyone's a photographer.
Well, yeah, and I hate that sometimes you can't even like the way that art is so objective or subjective, you can't tell when somebody's good or not because everybody's got their own like things that they like. Or like interests. I don't know. That's something that's frustrated me a lot before, is people that just think that they're photographers because they have an iPhone.
Oh, so annoying. Which I do feel that there's some really, I actually know a couple of really great photographers that do incredible mobile photography. And so it's like, you can definitely do it, but it's like, there's just certain, like, kind of, it's very similar to kind of the sellout mentality of like, you can tell when someone's just trying to get the likes or whatever, yeah, because they know that this is what's trending or this is what's popular.
And it's something that you can't put your finger on, but you know it's there. Yeah. You can like read through like that sheet of fake. I don't know.
You can sense it. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's so interesting. Psychology 101.
Psychology 101. It's true.
It is true.
Huh. It'll be interesting seeing kind of 2019 unfold.
Yeah, it's already been weird.
Yeah, it has been weird. I feel like podcasting is gonna get really big, and then I don't know, I feel like there's gonna be some sort of, not backlash, but there's gonna be some sort of something, kind of like when daily vlogging content was really big, and then all of a sudden it was like everyone was like, I'm quitting.
Yeah,
you know, like I wonder if there's gonna be a time for that in podcasting where everyone who, you know, made this quote-unquote podcast is just gonna be like, oh, it's too much work and this and that, and I don't know. But I'd be curious to see, like, how that goes down.
Yeah, and, like, how long it lasts and what'll be the downfall. I just think it'll just get oversaturated and then it'll go away and then come back, which I'm almost positive that's happened before. Like, where just there were a ton of podcasts and then they all quit and then they're all back. But I don't know. It's bizarre to me because it's literally going backwards in technology.
Yeah. That's so
weird. It's going backwards in technology, but it's going forwards in like authenticity. So it's kind of, it's like a weird like parabola.
Yeah, I need to see this graph now. Like, I feel like I need to see it.
Yeah, I'm drawing it with my finger. You can't tell, but I'm literally like mapping it out. It's really weird. I mean, I guess that there is like video podcasting that people are doing where they have like a whole production and they'll do it live or whatever, but people just want real. That's like, everybody craves relatability and like real personality.
It's so true. Maybe that's why people like podcasts so much.
Yeah.
Is because they're pretty, like you said, fairly unedited, pretty raw, like, and it's a lot of times the ones that are really successful are those, or well, at least for the time being, are the ones that are, you know, these celebrities and people want to know more about their life. Yeah, almost.
It's just a deeper dive into like them.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, thoughts on podcasting?
Thoughts on the new wave of podcasting.
The new wave of podcasting, absolutely.
What's weird also, last side note, is that it felt like 2018 was the year of the podcast, but now all of a sudden it's feeling like this is going to be the year of the podcast.
You know what? I thought the same thing. I was like, wow, like podcasting is getting really big. Like, I would say like in the summer, maybe like, yeah, in the summertime of 2018, I was like, wow, it's like really ramping up. And I think you're right. I think 2019 is definitely the year. Like if it's going the way it's going right now, which like at this point I've had like almost all of my Instagram people who I'm following have started a podcast. Yeah. Like if it keeps going this route, like it's going to be a little bit insane. But I have a feeling that this year is going to be pretty big for that.
It's going to be like the SoundCloud rapper, like epidemic.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to get random people popping up or like random people getting fame off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
That's so interesting. I also wonder like how people get famous with podcasting, like in terms of like, obviously there's the ones that are very well known podcasts that have been around for a while, but like how do people grow in that space of, you know, like, because like there's not like an Instagram for podcasts. Like, I mean, there's Anchor, right? But like, which we love Anchor, shout out to Anchor, but there's not really a community feel. There's not really like a place where you can share. I mean, you can share it on Thursdays on our Anchor page, But I mean, that's with other podcasters, so it doesn't really count.
Even the anchor page, there's definitely some great people on there, but there's so many people that come on that are just there to promote and leave. I haven't been on in a very long time.
Same.
It seems. Yeah. You have to, like, I 100% believe in the, you have to grow organically, but it's, like, impossible.
Yeah. I think it comes down to innovating and finding
different ways.
I just think if you're selling out and if you're doing all the same things that everyone else is doing, like, you're gonna get some following, but it's just not sustainable.
Yeah.
And I think if you want to get to a place like, you know, even Joe Rogan, he started somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. He probably started, and I don't know where exactly he started when he was first doing it, but like, he had to start somewhere. He was doing something that people weren't necessarily doing. And then you kind of, you know, you got to find some way in which to break the norm and forge your own path and figure out, you know, and I think that if you put your podcast out there in different areas, I think that you're going to attract the right people.
Eventually.
You know. Eventually. And just, there's a lot of strategies to get that done. But, I don't know. I just don't have a good answer.
Yeah, it's something that I think that it's stuck around for so long because nobody's got the, like, recipe to make it perfect. It's just, some people have made it out longer. But it's just, it's a, like, what's the word? I don't know. It's just, it's like an uncharted territory, but it just seems so simple.
Kind of true. Yeah. It seems super simple. I think maybe that's why everyone starts, because they're like, oh, this is easy. All I have to do is talk into my headphones and then cool, I can just like put this up on something. Like, no, actually there's a lot more to it.
Yeah.
So I think you might be right about that. Complex. All the complexities.
All complexities.
It'd be interesting to do a podcast at the end of the year and kind of come back, revisit this topic.
See what we think throughout the whole year.
Yeah. Do you have any predictions for kind of where you see, in general, podcasting going? You can also say, like, you know, tools or things that you think are going to kind of come into play, or
I think it'll be one of those things where the news, like mainstream news, makes it like a big deal. It'll be exactly like what you said about the daily vlogging. Everybody's going to do it.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to fall off completely, and then just the real ones are going to stick, and it'll be just like a plague.
Yeah.
So it's just who can outlast each other. Survival of the fittest.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Which I think it goes without saying, the people who enjoy it are going to be the ones that stick around, because people can only do something that they don't enjoy just because everybody else does it for so long. And I think a year is about that time frame.
Yeah. I think so. Especially with people who do like more than just podcasting. That's got to be a lot for them to, you know, if they don't have a very good balance of it.
Yeah.
That just seems like you're stretching yourself too thin at that point. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I have a feeling that a lot more companies are going to be starting podcasts, which I'm not totally against. I think that's kind of a cool idea. But I mean, even like I've noticed, what was the company that just recently came out with a podcast? I'm trying to think. There was some company, it's going to come back to me later, but it was like apparel or something, and they came out with a podcast, and it was cool because it kind of related to their product, and I can't remember now, of course. But I think my prediction too is I think that there's going to be a lot of companies that are coming out with like some sort of content that's podcasty, or even like webinar stuff too. I've seen a lot more webinar stuff come up too.
Yes. It could be like how like when Wendy's was getting like on top of Twitter, and like they kind of paved that way of like being kind of like memes on Twitter based on like them replying to people, and people realize how big of a deal that was. Then like everybody's like, we got to have a Twitter, and we got to like put a lot of focus into our social media team, and it kind of flowed over into Instagram too. And just like,
yeah,
it became like a normal thing for all companies to have a Twitter and an Instagram, no matter what your like product was or service was, you just have an Instagram and Twitter. And I think
that's super interesting.
Now a podcast is going to be one of those. Cause I know what you're talking about with the apparel. I don't know if it's the same one, but there's definitely been like, it might've been Adidas, and they've got like a guy that I don't know. And then when we were at that, the thing in Boston, the Hypergrowth conference.
Oh, yeah.
I think that K-Swiss had one. Like, they've got like a team that does a podcast that for K-Swiss. But like, it's, I don't know. I think that you're right. I think that'll just become a normal thing for big companies, which I think will also help with the money flow, and it'll become an easier profession. Or not an easier profession, but like easier to actually make it a full-time job in the profession.
Yeah, I think that I know we're kind of focusing on more the negative like aspects of it, but I think that there could be some good positives in there as far as people who want to make a living off of doing podcasting.
Yeah.
I think it definitely opens doors, especially in terms of like sponsorship and partnership, and companies seeing that value proposition in having something that people can listen to. I think what's really interesting now is there's so many like cool products that I'm finding out through podcasts that have made me more interested than an Instagram ad to go check out on my own and potentially get. Like, for example, I recently got Ritual vitamins, which I was skeptical. Have you ever heard of Ritual?
Is it the one that's pre-bagged? Like they bag everything and...
It's like, well, so it comes in like a bottle, but basically it's like, it's a super vitamin. Like it's a combination of like a bunch of different vitamins. And specifically it's for women, but I'm wondering if they're probably expanding that. I don't know. But, there's another vitamin I'm trying to remember. It's like a gummy vitamin. It's like for everybody, but I forget what it's called. But, yeah, so I like found out about it on a podcast. Shout out to Ritual. You guys are awesome. I'm also expecting another shipment soon. But it's like it's really great, and you know get your daily dose of vitamins. But like someone did a little spiel on it in one of the podcasts I was listening to, and I was like, "Oh, that's really interesting." And I kept listening to it, and it kind of got me like thinking about it, and then I went on to their website and I did research on my own and was like, "This sounds legit. I'm going to do it." So I think that there's so much potential in the future of podcasting, and especially if businesses utilize that.
Yeah.
I think that could be ridiculous in terms of the results.
You could argue that because of how gradual the growth has been, it's kind of like setting a foundation that's just been there for so long that it's not going to just topple over as fast as it could. Like if it were to be... podcasts have been around for 2 years and all of a sudden there's like a big wave, then it'd be different. But it's been around for so long that like an influx of people will just because there are some really big names that will sponsor podcasts that they'll throw like big money in, but it's just like it seems like so secret. Like podcast has been like a hidden secret.
That's true. I feel like Squarespace really did a good job with that. I almost feel like I heard of Squarespace through a podcast a long, long time ago. But like, you know, it's people like that they really capitalized on it, and they got spots in like a ton of podcasts.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now they're the go-to website builder, one of the top, you know, behind like, you know, or next to like Wix and, well, I don't know, Weebly or you know, other things, you know, even WordPress. But it's interesting.
Yeah. That's where I learned about stamps.com. I use stamps.com for shipping stuff.
I think I heard a stamps.com commercial recently, and I forget what podcast it was. Huh. But I remember you had mentioned it, and then I was like, oh, I hadn't really heard of it. And then it, like, suddenly appeared in, like, a podcast. I was like, wait a minute.
It's so great. It literally, like, when you go to the post office, they, like, have different rates that I don't know what they are. Right. But they're always, like, double what I pay with stamps.com just because I know exactly what the, like, dimensions are, and I know I'm not getting cheated. I don't know. It's, I feel like I missed out. It's, like, $15 a month, but you save so much just after, like, three packages.
Well, especially if you're shipping, like, a lot of things all the time, yeah. Like, since you had your shirt company, like...
It definitely was worth it. And I could do it from my home, so I could just print out, like, six labels and then slap them on and take it to the post office. And all I had to do was just drop it off. I didn't have to worry about, like, weekends or whatever.
That's super nice. Yeah. That's annoying to, like, have to fight traffic or whatever it is just to get to the post office. And you're like, ah, and then it turns to be, like, the end of the day and then everyone's closing up.
Yeah.
But it's nice to, like, just be able to... buy that label and just ship it off.
Mm-hmm. They've become like a pretty big company too.
Yeah.
I hear about there's those a companies. I've heard a commercial on TV for them.
Oh, wow.
Stepping their game.
Stepping up their game. Like, let's try TV now. Dang.
But yeah, I think that's podcasts are going places again.
Yep.
Or more
like, in short.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not bagging on people that are starting podcasts. In fact, I have a friend who just recently started a podcast. And I am, like, super stoked for her and doing that. So, like, there's stuff like that. But I would definitely say a word of caution for those who are thinking about starting a podcast for kind of, I don't know, not the best of reasons. I would just say kind of like what we had originally kind of talked about, but you know, just think about it before you start it, and maybe it's just you going on your friend's podcast or something like that. If you're like, ooh, I want to
test
it, I want to do something trendy, you know, try it out. Yeah.
There's a couple of people in my Discord server that are wanting to start podcasts, and like that's super exciting because I think it's a really good creative outlet, especially if you're just feeling like I get like a especially after doing daily vlogging and then stopping, I like felt like I needed like a fix of like creativity, and podcasting has just like been a great place because I enjoy talking and it gets me talking to other people and trying to get
right.
It's therapeutic. I don't know. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think that it has to have a more outside of the surface level of like enjoyment and like your reasoning behind doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. You definitely have to have some sort of deeper reason why you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. I feel like that wraps that up.
Yeah, I think that was perfect.
You did a good job. Solid.
Solid. Well done.
Well done. Good, good. Okay. I am stopping my recording. Oh my gosh, where the heck is my mouse?
So.